Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Morning Yankee Show. It is Wednesday, June 3rd, 2026. Chat, hope you're all doing well. It is a new day here in the world of the Yankees. Now, of course, also game one of the finals, Knicks tonight. That's going to be the main story around town today. But here we focus on the Yankees, of course. And we're going to make sure we don't overreact to a lot of the things that transpired yesterday, of course, the Judge news, which is largely what we'll be breaking down here today. We'll break down the loss as well. Some other things as well. Now, of course, with that said, we're not going to overreact. I'm also going to be, you know, making sure I don't underreact either. This is not ideal. Judge, we're going to see what the deal is come today when he sees a specialist. But yeah, let's break down everything from yesterday and get all set and ready for a new day today, Wednesday, June 3rd. Chat, hope you're all doing well. Lovely morning outside. It's a beautiful day. We're officially in summertime, it feels like. Well, unofficially, but vibes-wise. Anyways, should be a good day. Let's see how it goes. But we got a recap yesterday, and let's start with Aaron Judge and just really begin with the latest. So, obviously, by now, everybody knows what the deal is. Bone bruise in his right rib cage. Initially, the report was that it was his shoulder. No, what it was is imaging reveals right rib cage, bone bruise. Pain was being felt in the right shoulder, though. So initially, the report was a little bit off. They said bone bruise in the shoulder. No, it's the rib cage. Nonetheless, the latest update is that he's seeing a specialist today. Here's Boone after last night's game, and then we'll break down everything else that comes with this.
Dr. Mott saw him in line with what the imaging and stuff, but I think we're going to have a specialist look at it, too, just because it's kind of a unique spot and everything, so We'll have a specialist probably look at it tomorrow and see where we're at and see how he feels tomorrow with it.
So in your mind, still a day-to-day thing?
Yeah, for now.
Tomorrow, of course, being today. So we're still waiting for an official update. Now, so many things to discuss here. One thing we do have to keep in mind is that the imaging is the imaging, and it showed a bone bruise. Now, Jewel Sherman put out a clip yesterday that kind of had me start to get a little bit more worried because he was saying how the people in the front office around, you know, the Yankees and all that, Monday night went to bed pretty worried about Judge and this injury. Now, with that said, the imaging shows a bone bruise. It's not a thing where unless it's missing something, which, by the way, they did have him see Dr. Ahmad last night. The specialist is somebody different today. Dr. Ahmad has already viewed the imaging. And again, like, the imaging is the imaging. It's a bone bruise. So barring a total misdiagnosis, which, you know, some Yankee fans may say, well, damn, we've seen that before. Sure, we've seen that before in Anthony Rizzo with his concussion. And some may bring up the example of Volpe last year where the Yankees missed the slight shoulder tear that he had. So you're within your rights to be a little bit weary about the Yankees with injuries. We know the history. If you're watching this show, you know, I'm operating on the assumption that you're a certain level of Yankee fan. You know the history of all this. So I hear you out on that. But until further notice, I'm not going to overreact and pretend this is going to be some long-term issue because the imaging shows a bone bruise. Now, with that said, we don't know if it's going to be an IL situation or not. Part of me thinks they maybe should just IL him. I would doubt he plays the rest of this Cleveland series, although he is currently listed as day-to-day. And when it comes to the specifics of this injury, we don't know exactly when this occurred, but Boone did say it's been the last few weeks, and it really became more exaggerated pain this past weekend in Sacramento. And with that, Boone was kind of checking in on Judge, said he was keeping a close eye on him and went up to him and was like, yo, are you good? And with that, he ended up getting testing. And here we are today, bone bruise. But with that said, there was some speculation going around on Twitter, which keyword speculation, but this was the play that some were speculating back on May 3rd against Baltimore, where he made a really nice catch into the wall, but slammed into the wall. Obviously, you see what was impacted there. It was the right shoulder. We should have a replay coming up here. But at the point of that play, he had a 1.057 OPS, Judge-like, you know, doing his thing. Since then, 695 OPS, which, again, we've all been watching. We know what the deal is. Judge hasn't been Judge the last few weeks. Now, not going to take this much of an angle with this, because here on the Morning Yankee Show, you guys are all diehards if you're watching this, so I'm not putting any of you into this category, but there was part of me yesterday that when I heard this news, there was a slight, you know, S-word eating grin on my face because many people were, you know, almost like banking on their years-long prediction for many years saying Aaron Judge is going to regress, which obviously at some point he will, but anytime he goes into a little bit of slump, it's like, oh, here we go, and I don't mind Mets fans doing that, or, you know, anybody that's not a Yankee fan, like, of course, you're going to prey on Judge's downfall. That is totally fair. You want him to regress. That makes sense. But I've seen Yankee fans, guys on Twitter that have just been for weeks saying, oh, Judge is 34, which, yes, he is 34. Regression will come at some point. But it almost felt like they were rooting for their take to be correct, which was that Judge is regressing. Well, we find out yesterday the struggles were because of the right rib injury with the shoulder pain and all that. So on one end, and I had some people pushing back to me on this, which I completely dispute them having an issue with me saying this. One may consider this almost to be, hear me out, relative good news if you were to be somebody that was worried about Judge and his struggles. Now, obviously, I wasn't worried. I don't think many of you were really worried. Doesn't mean you can't be frustrated and be like, yo, Judge, you got to pick it up. That's what even myself, like on the tier list video we did the other day, I put him in the, you know, important to note, it's about expectations and circumstances. Some were saying, Dan, how could you put Volpe over Judge? Well, when the floor is here, it doesn't take that much higher or much more to get, you know, a good letter grade on my tier list. Judge, we have higher expectations than Anthony Volpe. I put Judge in the needs to be better category, respectfully. So it's not about not being frustrated with his play over the last few weeks, but it wasn't a thing where I thought like Judge was washed. There were some that did think that though, and I would like to think that's now put to bed because we have our answer as to why he's been playing so poorly. With that in mind, obviously this is still a significant thing to discuss, whether it's an IL stint or not. The Yankees are hoping that he will be able to avoid the IL. And again, the imaging does show a bone bruise, so it's not a thing about, it's not really a matter of interpretation with what the injury actually is, unless somehow the Yankees don't have good MRI machines, which I can't imagine that's the case. Again, Volpe last year, I hear you, but I'm not going to panic about this in regards to it being a thing where he's out for the entire year. That would be a devastating blow, obviously, and that would be a thing where that changes how I operate on a day-to-day basis, chat. Like, that's not even a world we're going to enter right now, and there's really no reason to. With that said, while we're not going to panic and, you know, scream worst case scenario, there's plenty of avenues to get the worst case scenario if you'd like to listen to somebody who's going to do that. There's 9 out of 10 Yankee pages will have that brand of mindset if you're looking for that. That's not what we do here. It's definitely leaning optimistic, but also, kind of a flip of what people say, oh, I'm not a pessimist, I'm a realist. I flip that and say, I'm not an optimist, I'm a realist. And that's kind of where I bring it home with this. Again, emphasis on the imaging shows it's a bone bruise. So that's what we're working with right now. With that said, he will see a specialist today. And could that lead to an IL stint? If it does, it's not the end of the world. It really isn't. And I almost want not him to go on the IL, but also, like, don't rush him back. Let him, you know, take at least a couple of days. And if it is a 10-day IL stint, whatever it may be, that might be, you know, the smart way to go. And that way he comes back and he's fresh, ready to go. Again, at the time of that May 3rd play, which we don't know if that's what led to this injury, but he had a 1.057 OPS. We all watched. Going into the month of May, he was Judge. Since then, a 6.95 OPS. Now, the New York Post did reach out to Dr. Spencer Stein, who's a sports orthopedic surgeon over at NYU, and his quote on it, he goes, it needs rest. This injury can happen with repetitive overuse, so it could be as simple as resting for a week or two, but if it's more like a stress fracture, that could be more like 8 to 10 weeks. Now, this was right around 4 o'clock this article was posted, or 5 or 6, whenever the news broke yesterday. It was like a couple hours before game time. Again, I'm not a doctor, but imaging is the imaging. Like, I can't imagine there's a stress fracture if there was a stress fracture, we would have heard about it by now. With that said, like, maybe a stress fracture is something that isn't fully revealed until you do a certain, I don't know, different type of test. Like, I'm not going to get into that sort of thing because then I'd be speaking out of tune. I don't know how medical things work. You know, there's certain types of MRIs, there's, you know, CAT scans, there's just straight up x-rays, and then there's like dye contrast MRIs. So like, we're not going to play that game here. But with that said, the report right now is it's a bone bruise. Judge won't play tonight, I doubt it. Won't play tomorrow, I doubt it. And he might end up going on the IL, which is not the end of the world at all. And my true biggest concern here would just be if it were to be a long-term thing. And by long-term, I mean like months missed, not even, you know, a week or two, 3 to 4, like ultimately with anybody, same with like when Max Fried were to be set to come back, which is like early in the second half, let's say, when Max Fried goes down, my initial thought is, all right, I don't want him to be out a while, but if he is out for a while, I need him back in time for the postseason with at least a few weeks ahead of time so there's no rust come October. We don't even have to enter that conversation with Judge, but that's always my mindset when it comes to any sort of injuries to a significant player. Now, obviously, the Yankees without Judge are a different team. Now, they're better suited than in past years, 2019 aside, to be able to overcome the lack of Aaron Judge. It's not the 2023 Yankees where without Judge, you have Willie Calhoun batting third and he's like your big bopper. No, like we still have guys in this lineup, guys who have to step up. Now, we'll talk about yesterday's loss, but, you know, people are running with the whole thing of like, can't beat teams over 500. All of a sudden, we're worried about the Cleveland Guardians now, I guess. We'll discuss all of that. And I hear you out on some of your feelings about this whole, you know, not being able to beat teams over 500. We'll touch on that. But also keep in mind here that right now, we are now missing Aaron Judge. We're missing Giancarlo Stanton. And we're missing Jason Dominguez. Those two, Stanton and Jason, are set to be coming back relatively soon. We'll give some more updates injury-wise later, but Jason will begin rehab on Friday. Stanton is taking live BP today. Still maybe a little bit before he returns. But, like, yeah, we're not as good without Stanton and Jason, and now you add Judge to the fold. Of course we're going to be a different team. With that said, the Yankees are often always a different team with Judge. 2019 was the exception. You know, he had the oblique injury that he sustained late end of April and ended up missing, you know, about a month and a half, was out till June. In that time span, the Yankees went 43-20. That was the next man up year, of course. And, you know, they had Gio Urshela, Mike Talkman, Cameron Maben, guys that just stepped up. Dudes, I mean, we heard of Cameron Maben at the time, but like Gio Urshela had no idea who he was at the time when he was first getting at-bats that year. And he would step up. Like, guys that you never heard of at the time were just stepping up. That was the year of the next man up. Outside of that, though, and just like the grand picture since, if you want to go since 2017, big number here, but it's easy to, you know, quantify in your head with winning percentage. With Judge since 2015, no, with Judge since 2017, 652 and 442. That's a 596 winning percentage. Without Judge since 2017, 136 and 127. That's a 517 winning percentage. So obviously without him, there's a big drop off. And if you want to, you know, take it without 2019. So since 2020, the Yankees, at least entering this year, 61 and 73 without Aaron Judge in their past six seasons. Now 0-1 this season. The big one that stands out was 2023. Now, that was a year where that team was not nearly as good as it should have been, given the window that we were in and obviously are still in. But had Judge not gotten hurt, it probably would have been a playoff team. I have, you know, quite confident it certainly would have been. Doesn't matter because they weren't good enough, you know, to get through the postseason in all likelihood had he not gotten hurt anyways. But with that said, like, this team is still, even without Stan and Jason healthy, much better suited than in years previous, 2019 aside, to be able to handle an injury like this. Guys obviously have to step up though. I mean, there's a certain few names from last night that, you know, one of them being like Jazz need better at bats out of you. May, he looked a lot better last night. Didn't look great. Trent Grisham had a great month of May. You got to step up while Judge is out. Bellinger had a couple hits. He's fine. Ben Rice, not like in a way of like, you know, calling him out by any means, not at all, but just obviously guys got to step up while Judge is out. And, you know, the big question of course is how long will he be out? We don't know. The Yankees are hoping it's going to be a thing where they can avoid the IL stint. They believe they've, you know, avoided the worst. And again, got to really keep harping on the fact that the imaging shows a bone bruise. And it's not a thing where, you know, you would think there's not some secret injury that the MRIs and the scans are missing. If that is the case, that changes this conversation entirely. But for right now, he's listed as day-to-day. Yeah, bone bruise in the right rib cage. We'll go from there. But yeah, we know the Yankees are a different team without Judge. And they got to, the guys who are currently healthy got to step up. Getting Stanton back, whenever that may be, will obviously be a big boost. Same with Jason Dominguez. And, you know, I wouldn't want to be in the front office right now because me, the fan speaking, I kind of want it to be a thing where we expedite that process just a little bit, yo. Like when I heard Meredith say last night that it's still going to be a couple weeks for Stanton, I'm like, I mean, I get it. It's Stanton. You got to be careful with him. But we also had heard that he's not going to do a rehab assignment. While he hadn't been running, now he is. He's been hitting off the trajectory machine. And I was holding out hope that he could return. At least last week, I was like, we might see Stanton return Friday against Boston. Doesn't seem like that'll be the case now, but I don't know. Stanton being a couple weeks away still, which that was speculation on Meredith's end, that does feel a little bit absurd, to be honest. And like with Jason, yo, if he has a good couple of games at AAA and Judge's out, you know, 10-day IL stint, whatever it may be, like a week or two, we don't know if it's going to be that. But say it's a couple weeks, like, Jason, have a good couple of games at AAA, then I'll see you up here in the Bronx is kind of where I'm at. Because we know they're a different team without Aaron Judge. And, you know, to a degree, that showed last night. The reason we lost last night, not just the offense, but some bad defense. Amed Rosario, who I love, but he's not great at third base. Cam, rare bad game. That'll happen. That was bound to happen, and it did last night. And something to always, you know, keep in mind here is that just because Judge wasn't hitting the last few weeks, it is still very much a difference between a struggling Judge still being in the lineup and not having Judge at all. His mere presence alone makes a big impact on the game, as, you know, we obviously know. Speaking of that, let's get into last night, but we'll do so by bridging it with Cody Bellinger discussed the Judge injury as well as Cam Schlueter. Here's a couple Yankees on just the lack of Judge and, you know, where their headspace is at entering whatever, how long this stint will be.
Obviously, a huge loss in the lineup, and, you know, we all got to pick it up around him. You know, it's a tough game today, and, you know, we got to come out tomorrow and get ready to play.
I'm not worried. Again, I was really happy with the offense there and in the early innings. You know, usually, you know, four runs is going to get the job done. So, again, I saw good life out of the offense today. And, again, obviously guys got to step up with Judge Yo, but yeah, I'm not too concerned.
All right, so Cam says he's not too concerned, and I'd be lying if I said I was overly concerned either. Yesterday's loss was very frustrating. I saw some people say it was the worst loss of the season. I think absolutely not, but it certainly was like, it was a game that dragged, and by the time, you know, the Guardians took the lead and then later blew it open against Camilo Duvall, it was like, yo, this sucks. And in the case of, let's see, where do you want to start here? I mean, we could talk about Cam. Like, his stuff was certainly not great yesterday. The fastball, again, was a couple ticks down, and that being not 100, but like 96, 97. We did see him dial it up to like 98, I think even 99 at a point. But, you know, I will say, like, the Guardians, while I think it's pretty ridiculous for all of a sudden Yankee fans to be acting like we're now worried about the Cleveland Guardians, and it's funny, like, I had somebody comment on my post last night, I mean, assuming like a Yankee hater or whatever, but for all I know is a Yankee fan saying, not so easy playing when you're not playing the A's, right? Same dude, same like type of fan said when we lost 2 out of 3 against the A's in April, referred to them as a good team and the Yankees couldn't beat them. But now the A's obviously are bad. The 500 stat, way too early to get all wrapped up in that. Obviously though, you know, June swoon, first day of June, like Yankees lose a pretty rough game. As we were trying to say, like with the past few years and this era entirely, Yankee fans every single year until we win a World Series are going to kind of wait for the shoe to drop. And that's kind of where we're at right now. June began. We're without Judge. We play a quote-unquote good team, and the Yankees lose a pretty ugly game. Now, with that said, Cam wasn't great last night. There were some situations where it was like, man, I can't even get on Cam all that much. The defense, which, you know, we can talk about, that Rosario era was brutal, where it would have been in the fifth, a DP ball. He botches it, ends up being first and second, nobody out. You know, getting bases loaded later on. J-Ram comes through with a two-run double, and that was a crusher. But like, even the Manzardo home run, like this pitch right here, I mean, look where that was in the compared to the strike box. I mean, it was, or the strike zone, whatever. That pitch was at his shins. It was a cutter low and inside, and he just like golfed it over the porch and right, like scooped it over the porch and right. And that gave the Guardians the lead at the time. And then you have Paul Goldschmidt, who was fantastic yesterday, continues to just, you know, have a great year, continues to mash lefties. We'll show a quick video of his performance last night. He goes 3 for 5 on the night, 2-run shot, you know, gives the Yankees a lead a couple times with his 7th home run of the year. And then later on, after the Guardians retook the lead, Goldie comes through, bases loaded, 2 outs, bloops a single into right field, 2-run score, we take the lead. And as Cam said, like, usually that would be enough in games where he's pitching to go on and win that game. Well, his stuff wasn't great. The Guardians, I'm not going to call that luck by any means, because, you know, that's a good job by Manzardo hitting that 2-run homer on a pitch that was at his shins. But Rosario, it's a good question. Like, we had our guy Truth last night in the watch party. He made a good point. In a game where you have both Rosario and Caballero playing, no Judge, especially more at Yankee Stadium, at least, like last night, you should play Caballero at third, Rosario in right, not the other way around. We had Caballero in right, Rosario at third, and while I like Rosario a lot, and I want to make sure I say that because his at-bats frustrated the hell out of me last night. We know he's a free swinger, but there's times where, you know, he just, it seems like some at-bats, like, you might as well put one of us up there, and that was the case last night. Not going to get on him offensively because he's been great, and those type of things will happen. That's where it is, just baseball. But, you know, the error at third base, that was brutal. And, you know, there were a couple other defensive mishaps as well. You know, Rosario was, like, could have been a positional thing with where they were shifted, but was far away from the bag at third base. And I forget who it was. It was it Schneeman? It was like Johnny Damon 09 World Series type thing where nobody was at third base and he just took third, which was pretty brutal. There was a play by Trent Grisham where he didn't get a great read on it. That bothers me a lot less than a straight up error at third base, which again, would have been a double play and could have changed this entire game. But he did make that error and then, you know, Guardians tied up, later take the lead on the J-Ram sack fly. Anyways, in regards to Cam, this doesn't need to be said. Obviously, I'm not worried about him. Here is Cam, though, after last night's loss and just his thoughts on where his stuff was at. He said mechanically he wasn't, you know, in a great spot. But here's Cam after last night.
Not afraid to admit that I was probably out there, you know, thinking about some stuff with the four seam and the mechanics just kind of got away from me a little bit there where and just not going out there competing, just trying to, you know, get guys out.
When you say thinking about stuff with the four seam, what were you thinking about exactly?
You know, it wasn't great in KC as well. It wasn't great, you know, tonight. So, again, just got to go out there, you know, flush that stuff, you know, work on it, you know, between starts and kind of just go out there and pitch. Didn't think I, you know, I did that to my full potential today.
Aaron had mentioned that it had been a tick down, you know, last start a little bit as well. Just is that at all alarming to you?
Not really. You know, I think most four-seam guys just, you know, here and there, they got to make tweaks and still just kind of searching for that right now.
Yeah, so we won't spend too much time on any concern regarding Cam, but he's right. Last week in Kansas City, the velo was down as well, which is something we've seen at times this year. There's times where Cam is 99 to 100 mile an hour fastball Cam, and then we've seen times where 96, 97. That's really nothing new, not just talking about last week, but prior starts this year, that's been the case at times as well. The difference with last night is, you know, we've been seeing Cam, for the most part, be on electric. There's also been times where he hasn't been on, like last night, but before last night, it still had been a good outing. It'd be like 6 innings, 3 runs was his worst. And that was his season high in earned runs, was 3 runs entering last night. Now it's 5. Well, let me take that back. One of them was unearned because of the Rosario error. So it's 4 earned runs for Cam. Final line, 4 1/3, 5 hits, 5. On the tagline there, it says 5 earned runs and then 4 earned runs. 5 runs, 4 earned. Anyways, he gets a loss. Individually, not worried about him whatsoever. Not that this matters at all right now, but like his season is still in a great spot. 7-3, ERA still sub 2. So not worried about Cam, but just discussing what led to last night's loss. Yeah, his stuff wasn't great, but more so the defense was an issue. And offensively, I mean, the Yankees really weren't great. And, you know, I'm around Chris Rose a lot. Chris Rose is a very pessimistic Cleveland Guardians fan, and he was saying, yeah, we'll be lucky if we get a game. You guys are going to sweep. And I was pushing back on that. Like, I didn't think that was going to be the case really at all. At least going into a series, I never think that against most any teams. I did think game one last night going up against the lefty Joey Cantillo and, you know, with Cam on the bump, I thought last night would be the easiest of the three games. And, you know, like, again, like we put 4 runs up against Cantillo. You had the Goldschmidt homers, which really was all we had offensively. There was some pretty bad performances. I mean, Volpe was hitting 6 last night, and you know we'll see him bat higher in the lineup against lefties. Not a good night for him offensively. He goes 0-for-4. Jazz, as we mentioned, he looked pretty bad. Rosario, as we mentioned, looked pretty bad. Rice had just a hit, which is fine. Not getting on Rice. Not really going to get on anybody here, but when you're not hitting offensively, well, I guess there's no other way you could hit. Obviously, it's offensively. When you're not performing offensively, and your ace in Cam Schlitter, one of our 3/4 aces, doesn't turn into a good outing, plus some bad defense, you're probably not going to win that game. So does yesterday frustrate me? Obviously. It frustrates me because that's a game out of the three we definitely should have won. But if you take everything out of it, like take the way that it's June, take away this ridiculous narrative off this simple or this very tiny small sample size about teams that are over 500. All of a sudden, Yankee fans are afraid of the Cleveland Guardians, I guess. Take all those like this nonsense WFAN storylines out of it. Last night was just a loss. And with everything that transpired, that's a game you should lose. Cam wasn't great. The defense was bad. We're without Judge. We're without Stanton. We're without Jason. And they just didn't win. So when it comes to just, you know, finding it down to a nice little grain reaction, if that makes sense, it was just a loss. Am I worried about Cam? No. Am I worried about the Yankees' offense? Nothing new that we've already discussed. We know we need to upgrade at catcher with Austin Wells, and they will. We talked about Ryan Jeffers yesterday. Wells, another brutal day at the plate. He goes 0-for-4. Had one ball that I thought had a good chance of getting out, but and he smoked it, but it was to right center and ends up being caught. So not going to, when I say like in the beginning of the show, we're not going to overreact, but we're also not going to underreact. Yeah, that part is about, the underreacting is about Aaron Judge. We're going to continue to monitor this situation, chat, and if he goes in the IL, that's fine. The main thing is it's not going to be a long-term injury. So, you know, we assume, knock on wood. But in regards to last night's loss, there's one word for it, really, and it's frustrating because, you know, what am I to take out of it? Am I worried about Cam? No. Am I worried about the Yankees against teams above 500? Like the Cleveland Guardians? Like, no, I'm not. It doesn't mean they're not a team that can beat us. Obviously, that's the case. I'm not dissing the Guardians, but they're capable of beating us. We're capable of beating them. And, you know, the Mariners are now over 500. So that stat that was like 1-8 going into last week is now like was 5-10 going into yesterday because the Mariners and I guess some other team that we played went above 500. It's a very ridiculous stat, and I don't want to spend too much time on it. But, are we worried about the Cleveland Guardians? And somebody pushed back on that. It's like, no, it's just the fact of they're a good team. Well, what exactly does that mean? You don't think Cam can get a team like the Cleveland Guardians out? Is that what we're thinking? Because if we're going off of that they're pesky and they're a contact team, well, I've seen Cam perform just as good as he's always been against the Toronto Blue Jays, who are last year's Toronto Blue Jays, just as much contact-oriented with power. They were way better than this Cleveland Guardian team, and Cam was fine against them. Same with the Rays. Cam has pitched well against the Rays, so not even going to pretend to be worried about that stat still. Now, obviously, come year's end, if this is something that over a larger sample size continues to be the case, and more so against teams like when we lost Smith against the Brewers, like, I could forgive one for bringing up the stat after that because, like, they're a legitimate good team. Not that the Guardians aren't, but, I mean, how many times have we bounced the Guardians in the postseason? All of a sudden, we're worried about Judge's Yankees not being able to beat the Cleveland Guardians or, like, the AL Central. And, again, it was – dude, people were saying that after the Angels series when they were, like, 500 in April and we split with them. Last night was frustrating, but also, like, I'm not going to allow myself – excuse me. I'm not going to allow myself to all of a sudden, like, pretend to be worried about something that is – heavily insignificant, like to the point where it feels silly even talking about it outside of what the truth is, which is last night was frustrating as hell. Again, am I worried about Cam? No. Am I worried about this offense without Judge and without Stanton and without Jason? Well, yeah, obviously, if that's our offense going into the postseason, I'm not even going to say we're screwed because reminder, we're the best starting rotation in baseball and that remains the case even with a bad start by Cam last night. The bullpen, we already know is an issue that's going to get upgraded. And you know what? We can move on with this. Let's get into the good news chat because it will be upgraded and this is one step towards that. Carlos Agranje moved to the bullpen at AAA. So he is now one phone call away from making his Bronx debut. Now, the Yankees do still view him as a starter, but obviously the impact he'll make this year in the Bronx will be as a reliever. And, you know, number four prospect, we all know the deal with Agranje. Tops out at 103. He's nasty. We saw him in spring. And he will be a big boost to this bullpen once he is called up, which I would like to think. You know, I'm not trying to wait a couple months for this. I don't even want to wait a month. Like, I would say maybe a week, good couple weeks, like, get him up here. If he feels comfortable in the bullpen like he did in spring training, and it's only going to make his velocity go even higher, whether it be the adrenaline of being up in the big leagues, but obviously, you know, being able to empty the tank in a one or two inning outing out of the pen compared to being a starter, obviously the Agranje will make a big impact to this bullpen. He won't solve all the issues because we still have to, you know, Camilo Duvall is a massive issue. We know that. This is nothing new. So it's like not a thing where I have to come on here and be like, oh, this sucks. This sucks. Everything that sucks has been sucking, you know, like Judge aside. Obviously, if we lose Judge, that's a different story. But what was new out of last night? Unless you're of the belief that Cam Schlittler is bad, then I got nothing for you, yo. Like you probably sometimes I see some takes and it would be as if you know, when you ask me about the Knicks, and I say, I'm rooting for the Knicks, but I never give my take because it's not my place. Not that it's not people's place to give their takes, obviously. That's not more so what I mean. But, like, if I were to speak about the Knicks, it would come from a standpoint of, I don't know what I'm talking about. And there's times where I see, not that people that listen to this show, and I'm not trying to, you know, gas up my audience, but if you're watching a Yankee show every single morning, like, chances are you're probably watching most of the games. But there's times where I see takes that sound like it would be something that comes out of my mouth about the Knicks or the Jets. And that's somebody who doesn't know exactly how the sport works, doesn't know how the season plays out, and doesn't know how to handle the ups and downs. And this right now is a down, and part of that's exciting because it's like, all right, some more adversity. Let's see how we get through it. I'd be talking differently if Judge were out for the entire year, knock on wood. But, like, no, we just got to deal with this, yo. We got to deal with a bad loss and then bounce back today. We got Cole versus Gavin Williams tonight, which Gavin Williams is no slouch. He's one of the better pitchers of the American League. We'll see the Yankees do against him tonight. And we got Cole going. You got to win tonight. You got to bounce back. And that's how it goes. You lose a bad game last night. Well, bounce back today. You have a bad day yesterday. Bounce back today. That's how this goes. Your bullpen's bad. Fix it. Your catcher's bad, fix it, and the Yankees will. So LeGrand is a big part of this, obviously. Exciting news yesterday. So, it's like there's things to make sure I don't underreact to, like the Judge news. Like, that is significant, but also not going to overreact because then it would just be me being, you know, taking my anger and turning it into a take, which I make sure I avoid because I've done that in the past where, you know, guy has a bad game. Oh, he sucks. Then the next day he goes 2-for-4 with two homers, helps us win a game, helps us win a division title, or helps us win a postseason series. And, like, I don't know, like, maybe some people are cool with flip-flopping. Like, not that I ever want to, like, be, you don't, I'm not saying to, like, be conservative with your takes in fear of it not aging well, but, like, who cares about takes? Watch the team, understand what's going on, and see it through. Last night we did a play on the Kobe take, or the Kobe quote, where he's like, his thing was from his old, like, middle school teacher, said, rest at the end, not the middle. We're going to turn that into react at the end, not the middle. See it through. And that's what we're going to do with this. And I'm certainly not going to all of a sudden say this season's over, this team sucks because of one bad loss. Some may push back and say, Dan, it's not just one bad loss. Well, same people that say that, I see you celebrating after one good win how much you love this team. So there's issues. We know that. And Judge being out is an issue. The bullpen is an issue. We know that. Wells, an issue. We know that. Like, relax. Is kind of where I'm at right here. I'm ready for tonight's game. Fast forward me to 7 o'clock, chat. Fast forward me to 7 o'clock. I might call Cole after this, to be honest. I might give Cole a phone call and just be like, yo, you got my back? And he'll say, yes, Dan, I do. Word up. Anyway, speaking of good news, some injury updates from yesterday. We talked about Jason. Rehab assignment should start on Friday. Giancarlo Stanton, live BP, will take place today. He's been running. We'll see exactly when those guys come back. I would like to think sooner rather than later. But also, some good news on Clark Schmidt. 20-pitch bullpen thrown yesterday at the stadium, which is some pretty awesome news. He is set to return at some point in the second half. We'll see what his role is going to be. But, a bullpen, 20 pitches already? Not too bad. And he, of course, had the brace surgery, which is like a quicker version of Tommy John, more of like a 12-month direct recovery rather than like 12 to 16 months. Clark Schmidt, one way or another, will be a factor. Now, obviously, we won't need him in the starting rotation, but just seeing the fact that he already threw a 20-pitch bullpen yesterday. I look forward to seeing you in the second half, Clark. Really, really do. And I know we all do as well. So you know what, Chet? That's going to do it for this episode. Just like a 30-minute ep. Going to go into the city today. Vibes should be good. And let's maintain those good vibes. The freaking Knicks are in the finals tonight. We'll be watching that on the watch party as well. We're going to be Yankee-focused, but on my iPad, I'll have the Knicks finals on. And, we'll be kicking it. We got Cole tonight and adversity. Not to get all inspirational here. I think when the sun's out, I just get into this mode. But this is how the baseball season works. It's beautiful. Embrace it. Embrace a terrible loss like last night and get geared up for a comeback win tonight. And if they lose, we'll do it all again tomorrow. Dude, I'm telling you, I really might steal that Kobe tweet or that Kobe quote and turn to my own. Like, react at the end, not the middle. Like, that's what I always say about, you know, whether it be running back this offseason or saying people like the season's over after one loss. Bruh, I will be with you once the season is over. And guess what? There's a, I don't want to say a good chance, but like, you know, for those who say Yankees won't win a World Series, well, going into the year, you have a 96% chance of being correct. Like, or past years going off of the way this season's have always ended, whether it be last year against Toronto, whatever it may be, missing the playoffs in 23, getting bounced by the Dodgers in the World Series 2024. Like, I will be with you then, but I'm not going to do it now. I don't have to be right. I don't have to be ahead of, you know, the curve. Like, this isn't about me being right, me like predicting the Yankees are ass and then being able to say, oh, I told you so. And by the way, when the Yankees do win the World Series this year, I'm not going to say I told you so because I won't give a damn. It's not about me telling you so or me like having it. I care about one thing, and that's the Yankees winning. And until they're done, I'm going to hold out hope that they'll bounce back. And guess what? There's a good chance they will tonight. We have Garrett Cole in the bump. And yeah, that's just kind of where I'm at. So I think we all need to relax a little bit, maybe myself included, chat. It's going to be a good day, Wednesday. I'm about to go into the office. Let's see it through, yo. Let's see it through, which the more and more I say it, sounds ridiculous. I shouldn't even really have to say that. And you know what? To majority of the crowd watching this show, I don't think I do. With that said, my word's not gospel. Nobody's word is gospel. What is results, and that's why we got to see it through. That's really what tells the whole story here is what do the Yankees do? So by all means, give me your thoughts. I'll give you my thoughts. Your opinion is totally valid, just like mine is, just like everybody is. I'll hear you out. And a lot of things that people are saying or are worried about, I can forgive and are totally 100% like within reason to do so. But what's not within reason, what's not the way to go is giving up and saying, oh, this team sucks, that's it. No, just be pissed. Just be pissed. And that's what I was last night. And now I'm getting pissed to begin a freaking Wednesday morning. No, no, it's already Wednesday. This week's flying by the way. It really is. It's hump day, chat. It's hump day. Everybody have a great rest of your day. I'll see you tonight for the watch party, 7 o'clock. We'll be live more so around like 6:45, but first pitch at 7:05. Reminder, tonight's game is on Amazon Prime. So, yeah, y'all, I'll see you guys tonight. That'll do it for this episode of the Morning Yankee Show. Of course, we're 5 days a week. We're available on podcasts. Click like on the stream if you haven't already. It does help out a great deal. We'll be live again with this show, of course, tomorrow morning, Friday, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. You guys get the deal. But I'll see you tonight for the watch party. Game 2, Yankees-Guardians. See you next time. See you tonight. Till then, let's go Yanks.